not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending, cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals, Super M, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid. Calagmin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondences in natural medicine, memberships, and free online newsletters are available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural med industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to here in the USA. The bone marrow stem treatment is not fast, done in less than 2 hours, relatively pain-free, and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Currently using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko spent thousands of hours researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to be healthy, you can have children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. I always like to open my program and welcome any new listeners. I am the voice of many things. More importantly, the vaccine movement going in the way out there and around the world. I currently am in Michigan, and this week I did 3 vaccine lectures across the state of Michigan in the last 5 days. I've been very busy, and the people in Michigan are definitely waking up to what's going on out there in the vaccine world. In fact, we are fighting to keep our exemptions in place, and that's one reason I came to Michigan, as they are trying to pass legislation here to remove our ethical exemption. So anyway, I'd like to share my website. It is childshots.com. Again, my name is Mary Toko. That's T-O-C-C-O. And I encourage you to join me on Facebook. I have several Facebook pages. I can't take any more friends, but I definitely, my page is out there for you to like. And when you like my page, you will get all my resources, my posts. You'll find out what's going on. You'll be able to find out where I'm speaking across the country. And so please join on Facebook. It's a great way for me to reach many, many people and give out lots of information. And I have a wonderful program set up for you today. And before I introduce my guest, I want to just encourage you to get a subscription to Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can get all of the archived shows for only $5.99. Perhaps you're busy, you have something going on during the day on Saturdays, but you want to get the rest of my programs or some of the other fine programs that are on Republic Broadcasting Network. For $5.99 a month, you can pull up all of the archives, you can download them, and you can share them with family and friends. For example, back in January, I talked all about healthy herbs for flu, how to avoid the flu, and how to handle it if you get the flu with herbs. And then I had a cardiologist discussing heart disease and magnesium deficiencies and how magnesium deficiencies can lead to heart disease. And then I had another guest on February 1st talking about how calories, counting calories, is not the key to losing weight and the whole myth behind calorie counting. And then on February 8th, I had a show about the Gardasil cervical cancer vaccine that is being given to children, 9 and 10 and 11 and 12-year-old boys and girls, and how dangerous it is and how it's causing injury and death and so many other problems. So I encourage you to join our archives and support Republic Broadcasting Network for only $5.99 a month. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and sign up today. And when you do that, you help us to continue to bring you good and excellent and truthful shows such as this one. So again, thank you and welcome to my program. Now today, my guest is Gigi Bowman. And I heard about Gigi about a year ago when she invited me to attend a conference called Save Long Island Forum. I didn't know much about Gigi. I just knew that she was an activist out there, and her goal with this forum was to pull a bunch of experts together from all different fields to talk about and discuss and disclose things in our government, things in our environment that are causing us to be sick or taking away our freedoms. And I'll tell you what, I was invited to speak on the vaccination issue. I was absolutely honored to be a part of this forum because she had some of the top people in the country come together under one roof, the first time ever in history that I know of, when we had people like Charlotte Iserby, who talked about Common Core and outcome-based education, who worked under Ronald Reagan and was head of the Department of Education and resigned. And her information is just shocking what's going on in the public schools. G. Edward Griffin discussed Agenda 21. And if you don't know who G. Edward Griffin is, I encourage you to Google him. He is a legend in our time, exposing stuff about the government and what's going on with the Federal Reserve. Sheriff Mack, who sued the federal government and won, the first time a sheriff ever sued the government and won, and set a precedence that, number one, the sheriff is the most powerful person in your county, and he has the authority to stop any unlawful mandate from coming into your county. And we, as people, need to understand how powerful our sheriffs are, and we need to educate them and engage them in all of the issues that we're concerned with. And Kevin Miller talked about Big Pharma. Bill Still talked about the economic reform. There were discussions about what can we do to change the government? What can we do on a local level? Just amazing. A woman by the name of Joanne Naughton talked about the war on drugs, and on and on and on. The people that were there were just amazing. And so I encourage you all to go and look at the website, SaveLongIslandForum.com. And my guest today is Gigi, and Gigi is running for Senate. And we're going to hear from her firsthand why she decided to put this together, why she went from the average American who basically had no knowledge or understanding of what was going on out there with the chemtrails and the geoengineered food and the smart meters and all of the other things that we discussed at this conference, and what made her bring us all together under one roof. Gigi has a vision. She is on a mission, and she is passionately dedicated to this. And we're going to talk to Gigi extensively about why she started this. Anyway, Gigi, I want to welcome you to Healing Our World, and so glad that you could join us today. Is Gigi there? I don't know if she's there. Okay, thank you. Well, we're going to be taking a break in just a minute, but I want to encourage you to go to it was the first annual Save Long Island Forum. We are planning on doing another one next year. Gigi, by the way, went into debt. She paid out of her own pocket to fly all of us. I think there was about 14 or 16 of us experts in our own field in under one roof. It was open to the public, and she paid out of her own pocket and went into debt for this. And you might be wondering, why would a woman be so driven to do this? What would ever, you know, promote or provoke her to take this big, project on? And now, Gigi, I understand she is joining us. I want to welcome you to the program, Gigi.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm awesome. Can you hear okay?
I hear fine.
Good, good. I was just giving an introduction about you, darling, and talking about the wonderful conference that you put on. And we have about 1 minute left. Can you please tell me in about that 1 minute, you know, how you managed to get all of us under one roof?
I have a lot of friends. I just, you know, I guess it's going to take more than a minute, so I'll just say that it was a hard job to put it all together, but it really came out great, and I was so happy and pleased with how it turned out. I guess we'll talk about it when we get back.
Absolutely, and I'm sure that you're getting a lot of feedback even today after having such a huge variety of experts from all the different fields. How's the feedback been?
Well, the best part of it is that we took videos of every single speaker and the economic debate we had and the panel discussion we had. So if you just go to the website, even though the event is over, it still continues, and all of these videos are very important, and I suggest that you watch them and send them off to your friends. They're about every single issue that we had discussed at the event.
And it's true. Everyone can pick up they're not live videos, but they were live, and each one is about half an hour long,
yes.
And each one really hits it hard because, you know, in a half an hour, you don't have a whole lot of time to talk. But we're going to take a short break and hear from our station sponsors. So stay tuned, and we'll get into it with Gigi right after the commercial break.
There are are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. There's more to join GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
And I am Mary Toko, your host today, and my guest is Gigi Bowman. She is running for Senate, and we are going to find out, first of all, what motivated Gigi to hold the first annual Save Long Island Forum, and we're going to hear about her personal story. By the way, Gigi, your story was extremely touching for me. I have to say I've been sharing it with others because I think that you represent thousands and thousands of parents across this country who have similar stories. And with that, Gigi, do you mind talking about what motivated you and what made the scales fall off your eyes about what's going on in this country?
Not at all. If I can save one other parent from what I've had to go through, then at least I know that it was not in vain. When my daughter was 14, she was depressed. It was actually, I would have to say, at the time, the movie 13 was out, kids were cutting themselves. It was a trend, all right? And, you know, when this happens and somebody in school sees you and you cut yourself, or, you know, she took some diet pills and a friend said she tried to kill herself, whatever. She had a couple of incidents, okay? And we sent her to the hospital in our town. And next thing I know, my daughter's put on Zoloft. And I had put all my faith and trust into doctors. I believe that they had my best interest at heart. And within a short period of time, within 9 months, my daughter kills herself. Now, this was very, very shocking because I, as a mother, did not understand the implications of this drug she was given. They didn't give me any you know, instruction map, like what I should do. My daughter, like most kids, when she did kill herself, she was, I think, taking it less, not taking it when she should have. I put it in her mouth. She might not have swallowed it. She didn't like the way she felt. Whatever the reasoning was, I found out after she died that, number one, Zoloft was never, ever approved for children under 24. She was 14 when it was prescribed to her. She was 15 when she died. It was only approved for children with OCD. Okay, so why was it prescribed to my child? And the amount of children that killed themselves from that drug is astounding. It is still given out today. Back then in 2003, they didn't have that black box warning on it. It came out, actually, the year she died, the year after she died, because so many kids had killed themselves. Now they had a warning. But what amazes me is they still give it out. I still hear parents say, oh, my daughter's on Zoloft. How is this possible? Well, I'll tell you how it's possible. After my daughter died, I started finding things out. If I had known then what I know now, I would never have taken my daughter to a doctor. I would have taken her to a nutritionist. I would have taken her to somebody who could check out what's in her body, what she's eating, what's going on with her. After years of figuring it out, it was fluoride that was making my daughter depressed. I know I might be talking a lot, but when she came out of the hospital, we don't have fluoride in our water on Long Island. We don't have it, so the doctors tell you to put fluoride directly into their formula, and I didn't believe for personal reasons. So I was putting, the minute she came home from the hospital, I was putting 2 cc's of fluoride in her formula. She cried every single day. It never occurred to me it was the fluoride. I found out only a couple of years ago that a side effect of fluoride is depression. It's one of the side effects. Never occurred to me. She went from drops in her formula to chewable tablets to brushing her teeth to braces. She was never off of fluoride, ever. If I had just known then, I might have been able to save her from her depression instead of having to deal with what happened. And I just hope that parents, before you say yes to your doctor, if they tell you your child needs anything, please do your research. That's all I ask.
You know, Gigi, before I heard you speak, I never knew that pediatricians were telling parents to put fluoride in their children's formula.
They're still doing it, yes.
Well, yeah, in Long Island, how many babies are born there daily? And how many doctors are telling their moms, put your baby, you know, start giving them fluoride drops. And then, like you said, it went to fluoride pills. And
right.
I know, too, that your child was also vaccinated. And,
right.
And so when you add the vaccinations in on that, and your little one didn't have a chance.
Yep.
And it's so sad. Because people don't understand, we're beginning to hear more and more about fluoride in our water system and how it affects us. But to give children fluoride in their bottles and in their food and pill form, to me is absolutely criminal. And it's so sad that you, like so many parents, didn't know better.
No.
It's sad.
I'm not going to go out there and say the parents don't need to get a medical degree to be a doc, to be a parent. At least I didn't think so at this point. After this happened, the guilt that I felt, that I didn't know these things, it took me a long time to come to terms with the fact that we have doctors. We put our faith in doctors. I don't know how to fix a car. I put my faith in people that go to educate themselves to fix cars, etc. Doctors, you know, whoever, you know, you go to school, you learn how to be a lawyer. I put my faith in a lawyer if I have to sue someone. We can't know everything about everything. But as a parent, if I had to do it over again, if I can tell anybody anything out there, don't trust anyone. We have the internet now. It wasn't as big back then, but we have the internet now. And we can research all different things, what happened to other people when they took certain pills, you know, what people went through with certain medications. Ask around, check around. We can't all be doctors, but we do have to start taking responsibility at this point, because there's a big rabbit hole, and it's called Big Pharma, and they're in bed with our government, and when any entity is in bed with our government, they're not trustworthy. So take it from there.
Absolutely. And I tell people all the time, the FDA is supposed to be out there looking out for things on your behalf and doing the proper studies on medications and drugs. And, you know, you mentioned the fact that Zoloft was never tested for kids. Well, here it's killing people. It's causing strokes and massive heart attacks. And instead of it being pulled off the market, they simply put a black box warning.
Right.
But people who trust their physicians and go and put their health in the physician's hand and take those drugs are not looking at the black box warning. They're trusting that doctor. And I tell people all the time, Gigi, don't trust anybody. You know, go and look at everything they want to inject into you or put into your mouth. Read about it. We can look up details about everything now on the internet. And, you know, sure, there's some information out there that might not be accurate. But when it comes to things like drugs and medications, everybody should be Googling it, looking it up, going onto blogs and forums to find out what other people are saying about these medications and drugs. I know that my own family members are always involved in research. And I remember my one daughter said that she somehow got on a blog of young girls who had gotten off birth control and all of the problems that they all had in common after getting off birth control, suffering from anxiety and panic and severe menstrual issues, and how the birth control had really messed their life up. So this information is available, and we all need to take advantage of it as long as we can, because there are powers out there that would like to remove a lot of this information off the internet, especially when it comes to medication, drugs, and vaccines. So,
I just put a couple of things on your Facebook page if anybody wants to check them out. One is my daughter's story. It's a picture of my daughter, and it's all the people that actually went on this picture from all over the world and put their stories on as well. So you can read about what other people had to go through with the SSRI medication.
Isn't that just so sad? And so, Gigi, now I know that you're dedicated, probably for the rest of your life, to help other people learn the dangers of all of this. When we come back, I want to talk about the forum and what your plans are in the future. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can catch countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America?
Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Are back with Mary Soko. This is Healing Our World, and my guest is Gigi Bowman. Before we get back into our discussion, Gigi, I just want to let all my listeners know that again and remind them that I am America's Outstanding Mom 2013-14, and I'm traveling the country. My platform is Heart for Autism. I am speaking in communities all around the country. My sponsor, Avena Originals, is a wonderful natural nutritional supplement company that is paying for my travel expenses as my sponsor. They believe in what I'm doing. They are supporting my cause. And every time people go on to AvenaOriginals.com and order any product, they can not only save shipping and handling, but they will get a free book about colon health. So folks, support Avena Originals. Go on, look at some of their amazing natural products, from probiotics to enzymes to tooth oil made with essential oils. They have nutrition. They have herbal cleanses, colon cleanses, protein powders. They're a wonderful, wonderful company, and I appreciate their support, and they have been making it possible for me to fly all around the country. And if you want me to come into your community and start educating family and friends, please invite me to your conference or your gathering. As I said, I just got done doing one today in Lansing, Michigan. Dr. Denise Russell and her office basically sponsored the event. We had TV 6 and 10 there today to interview me. Hopefully it's going to get on in the news this evening. But I want to come to your community, and I want to start waking people up about the dangers of vaccinations and fluoride. Did you know that fluoride is a drug that actually makes it easy to program people's minds? Hitler used it. It's been historically mentioned that Hitler used fluoride to keep the people passive so that he could get away with what he wanted to get away with. And one more thing. I will open the phone lines. I have a gentleman from Michigan, Fred, on hold here. But I want to mention the FDA recalls drugs and don't even tell us about it. In 2008, they recalled 426 prescription drugs. Those drugs killed people before they were recalled. And in 1 year, it jumped up to 1,742. In 1 year, they had a huge increase. Three times as many drugs were recalled. So we cannot trust the FDA. They are failing miserably, just like the CDC, just like the American Academy of Pediatrics. They have sold out. They are no longer there to protect us. Gigi, do you mind if we take a caller from Michigan?
Not at all.
Fred, welcome to Healing Our World. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I empathize with your guest. and I witnessed the miserable death of many people, friends, neighbors, relatives, and their response to when I challenged them to validate the merits of what was being done to them, they simply said, "Oh, don't worry, I've got the best doctors." One lady at Henry Ford Hospital had gone through what was supposed to have been a breast biopsy. It turned into a mastectomy. And then in good professional etiquette, the butcher surgeon referred this lady to the chemo-oncologist lady doctor, who happened to be righteous, and she said to this lady friend, "Look, the surgeon's a butcher. He should have done the biopsy. I want to put him in jail for life. I've got a law firm ready to go. You won't have to worry about money the rest of your life. We need to put this butcher down." And this lady with a PhD acted as if, it didn't compute, did not compute. Dr. Medical's deity is God's gift to mankind, and all of the 501c3 corporate government denominational spiritual propaganda church organizations love to deify.
And I know that.
As a fully rehabilitated Roman Catholic sacramental Michael slave subject who was told that I was doomed to eternity in purgatory if I didn't consume the actual body and blood of Christ.
Yes. Well, Frank, first of all, I want to thank you for your call. We appreciate your call in. We appreciate your comments. And although we want to stay on topic here, it is true. A lot of people have so much faith in their physicians that they don't ever question it. And ultimately, Fred, they become victims of that same mentality. And so we do have people who do nothing. They trust their physicians. They believe that they're the educated ones. And you're right. They put them up in a pedestal as though they can do no wrong. But anyway, Gigi, let's get back to the forum. Because what you did, I don't believe has been done ever before in the country. You got together the top people from so many different walks of life who were talking about the geoengineering, the genetically modifying of foods, the smart meters that are causing tons of problems for people, health problems all over the country. We talked about the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. Just so many things, and I'm just amazed at how you were able to pull all of these people together. And how did you go about finding all of these specialists and getting them under one roof?
Well, my friend Ed, who runs this with me, we started Save Long Island, I think it was in 2010, and our objective is to show a different film and discussion about a different issue every month, and we do it at our local library. We hoped that people would follow us throughout the country and do this sort of thing. You can always get a library for free. They, you know, these days libraries are so beautiful with all the tax money they get movie theater seating and, you can show, they have LCD projectors. I mean, libraries are gorgeous now. You can get one once a month and, you know, with your organization as long as it's non-political. And we took advantage of that and we started showing films. The first film we ever showed was Generation RX. And I know that Kevin Miller was one of the people at Save Long Island Forum, and we started to get people coming. Different people would come every month depending on the issue that we were having. You know, if we did something about geoengineering, we had different people. We did something about smart meters. So one day we decided, let's have a forum, and we can put all of these issues together and educate people about the issues that they didn't come to see, because really they're all connected. If you just start, you know, searching into all of them, they're all really under one big blanket, and they're all connected somehow. So we decided to do this, and I have to tell you, it was a big undertaking. Ed and I are in debt because of it. We'll be paying this off for a long time. You know, we did have people come from all over the country, and it can be expensive when you do something like that. But we feel that, you know, it was from our hearts. We did it because we cared. We do have the videos to show for it. We had some wonderful people who volunteered to do these videos, and they will last forever. But we do hope that people all over the country, in every state, will try to undertake things like this. It doesn't have to cost the amount of money that we spent. You can get local speakers about these issues. You can get, if you just, you know, start asking around in your local community, you will have people that can talk about GMO food and talk about, you know, what's happening with pharmaceutical medication, you know, in your area with children, or I'm sure that you can get something like this together. But we really have to start working at waking each other up, because we cannot fight back unless we educate ourselves.
And it does have to start in the local level. As
yes.
you said, I mean, you're running for Senate because you obviously, I'm not sure if you could maybe talk about your platform, but we must start at a local level. The government is not going to change on the top. They like the status quo. They're very happy the way things are going. And so we as parents and as community citizens, we have to start making changes in our own lives, in our own homes, in our own schools, in our own communities, and becoming activists, because our children deserve it. If we aren't going to fight for them and fight for their rights in the future and protect them from those powers out there that want to destroy, where's our earth and our world going to be in 25 years, Gigi? What do you
think? Well, that's exactly it. I mean, one of the issues that we had was Common Core education. Now, I think there's 38 states that are having that implemented right now. It has woken up a lot of parents who never before paid any attention to the political realm and how it's affecting our educational system, how it's affecting our kids. But right now, this is a huge issue. And I'm watching as Facebook pages are growing, and there's like 13,000 mothers on our Long Island Against Common Core Facebook page. I'm finding this to be a wonderful thing in terms of the fact that they're realizing that it's not one issue, that everything's connected. And if you have this going on in your state, really, it's time to go into those Facebook rooms or, you know, social networking and start talking about the other things that are also related, like pharmaceutical companies and how they've affected our school system. This is why I'm running for office. I'm running on a platform of issues. So, you know, I hope that other activists will also run for office eventually.
And Gigi, hold that thought. We're going to take another short
okay.
break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And she is running for Senate on Long Island, New York. Gigi, how are things going with your Senate race?
Really, I just started, you know, I'm having my kickoff fundraiser coming up in 2 weeks, and really I just started campaigning around here. The reason I'm running for office again is related to the fact that I saw the vote for the SAFE Act in New York State, which was a vote infringing on our Second Amendment, and I watched as the senators in the Assembly voted on this, and they did it. They rushed it through in the middle of the night because of what happens in Connecticut with Sandy Hook. They used that tragedy to take away a lot of the different aspects of our Second Amendment, you know, less bullets in our guns, registration of our guns. The thing that made me crazy was, as they talked about it, nobody mentioned that all the school shootings, and I say all of them, 100% of the school shootings that have been done in this country were done by people on SSRI medication. They never mention this whenever they talk about school shootings. They blame the guns. So they instead infringe upon our Constitution, our Second Amendment, and they never talk about Big Pharma. And the reason why is because half these legislators own stock in Big Pharma. They're scared of Big Pharma. Big Pharma, you know, owns our media. They're every commercial you see on TV, every ad in the magazine. I'm so tired of it, knowing for a fact that Big Pharma, you know, there was a lawsuit in 2012 with GlaxoSmithKline, and they lost, $3 billion lawsuit. And in this lawsuit, which I put on your Facebook page, they admitted guilt to pushing their drug on doctors who pushed it on their patients for perks, for Hawaiian vacations, for concert tickets. When you see this, and then you also see that Big Pharma are our biggest lobbyists, and they're paying off our legislators, and, you know, they're owed, you know, favors, this, you know, for all their donations. You know, put two and two together, and you start getting really angry. And as a mother who lost a child because of this, it just pushed me to running for office. And I just feel that I need help. I need more mothers out there to do the same thing. We need to get rid of these legislators who are in bed with pharmaceutical companies, who are in bed with Big Agra, who are, you know, protecting companies like Monsanto ahead of, you know, their constituents. We need more activists to run for office. So I'm hoping that people see what I'm doing and realize, look, if a mom real estate agent from Long Island can do this, I can too. You know,
absolutely.
We need more people that have passion behind it and just get rid of these politicians with their suits who are, you know, they don't care about
people. We need real people like you, Gigi. Let me ask you, how can people donate to your campaign? Because I really would like to, you know, ask my people, my listeners out there, if you can throw 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 bucks towards Gigi so that she has a chance to win this Senate race, because it takes money, it takes bucks, it takes a small army of people to get her platform out there and to get her name known and to get her, you know, in the forefront. Gigi, how can people donate to your campaign?
You can go to my website, which is Gigi Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, for Senate, and it's spelled out F-O-R. So it's GigiBowmanForSenate.com. You know, unfortunately, I hate the fact that I have to ask for donations, but and, you know, unfortunately, that takes money. And these legislators, they have so much of it, you know, because they take special interest money. I'm using social networking. We do have that, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, spread the word. Tell people about me. And also, tell people that you know who have some sort of inclination to run themselves, that it's not that hard. They can do it, too. You know, go to your local Libertarian Party if you're Libertarian. Go to your local GOP, your local Democrat Party, and say, I want to run for office, okay? We need more activists to do this.
Well, if we don't, we're going to lose it. People don't realize that all of the things that are on the line are, you know, our right to make these decisions about our children. Do you know in the state of California, they passed legislation while the California people were sleeping at the wheel. They passed legislation last year that allows a school system to take any child they want out of school and vaccinate them without parent consent or knowledge. This is what has happened in California. It is also in Tennessee. It's no different. Do you know when we started doing these antidepressants that are called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, in the last several decades, they say now 25% of all children are taking these psychiatric drugs.
Yeah.
And in the same time period, also increased homicides, school shootings, random acts of violence, mental illness, and suicide. There's a direct correlation between these children. Absolutely.
That's it.
And like you said, it's the people who are in power, who are in authority, who are ignoring this, who are taking money from the drug companies. They have sold out. And people, we have to realize it's average people like you and me and Gigi who can make a difference by getting involved on a local level. You know, it might be intimidating at first, and you realize you're going to have to step out and you know, get out there in the firing field. But you know what? It's worth it if we can all do our part to make a difference in our own community. Changes can happen. And for Pete's sake, folks, if you're not going to get out and vote, don't you dare sit back and complain about what's going on out there. I know people who don't vote because they say there's so much, you know, criminal activity and corruption behind the voting. Well, I'm going to actually have a woman on next weekend from Sarasota, Florida, who runs the voting in Sarasota, Florida. She is going to discuss what really goes on behind the scenes. That's next week. So don't sit back and complain about your community and your government if you're not willing to get out there and get active, involved, and vote. Gigi, what are your plans for the next Save Long Island Forum, and how can people not only donate to make it happen, but come and hear from top specialists all over the country?
Well, I have run other events across the country. My next event is Liberty Fest New York City. This is the fourth year we're doing this. We have all women speakers. It's on May 3rd. Most of the speakers are local. We're trying to, you know, it costs money to get people to go to a place. So really, we need to do this all over the country. It's another thing people can take the time to do. Rent out a hall. Get people to speak about different issues. Invite your community. People don't know. You have to, if you know, it's up to you to spread the message. And I really hope that, you know, we have we can't amass an army that doesn't understand that smart meters are being put on our homes. How can you fight smart meters if you don't know what they are? Most of you probably don't even know what I'm talking about. So go and Google smart meters. Realize they're putting them on our home without asking permission. It's just one issue of many, okay? So what you can do is you can go to our website, SaveLongIsland.org, or SaveLongIslandForum.com. I've put this on Mary's Facebook page. If you go there, you can see what we do, what we've done. Copy us. If you need help, you want to run an event, call me, email me, message me. Okay, you can find me. Believe me, I go on my Facebook page and you'll see all my information, how to find me. I'll help you, okay? I really care so much, but I don't want to see other children die, okay? If you need to wake up your community, you need help, just contact me.
And Gigi, again, I just want to thank you so much, and I'm sorry again to hear about your daughter's death, and I'm sorry that there are thousands of other people like you out there who have suffered this devastation. I cannot imagine the pain and the feelings that you've had to deal with and cope with in the last several years. You know, Martin Luther King says, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. This is a chance for other people to do what you're doing in their own community. They can start with a vaccine event by me. You know, when people start hearing about what's injected into their babies and into their children, the veil begins to fall, because then all of a sudden they start to realize that their pediatrician, their obstetrician, their doctors are wrong, and they're lying to people, and they're misleading them, and they're harming children, and that they're making money off of the injuring of children. We all can do our part, but we must become activists. Even just starting in your own home is the place to begin. Gigi, thank you so much for being my guest today, and I look forward to coming together again in the future and seeing you again in person someday at one of your events. And
anytime,
have a wonderful
Mary,
weekend.
And yes. God bless you for doing what you do as well. Okay, and
thank
I'll talk
you.
To you soon.
God bless you.
Okay.
And bye. Folks, be sure to join me next week when we talk about what's going on there out there when you vote. I have a woman who puts it together in Sarasota, Florida, and she's going to be telling us all what goes on behind the scenes. So thank you for listening. God bless you all, and have a wonderful week.